The Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 1, Living a Christian Life Under the Government of God, Friday, Related Verses. 1 Peter 5:5-6, In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Isaiah 57:15. And thus says the High and Exalted One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy. I will dwell in the high and holy place, and with the contrite and lowly of spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Isaiah 66:1-2. Thus says Jehovah, heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool for my feet. Where then is the house that you will build for me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things my hand has made, and so all these things have come into being, declares Jehovah. But to this kind of man will I look, to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Philippians 2:5-8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of a cross. James 4:6-7. And he gives greater grace. Therefore, it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Be subject, therefore, to God, but withstand the devil, and he will flee from you. Suggested reading. According to 1 Peter 5:5, everyone in the church, including the elders, should gird himself with humility. It is used here as a figure of speech signifying the putting on of humility as a virtue in service. This figure comes evidently from Peter's impression of how the Lord girded himself with a towel when he humbled himself to wash the disciples' feet, especially Peter's. God resists the one who lifts himself above others and regards himself as better than others. Instead of being proud and showing ourselves above others, we should gird ourselves with the apron of humility. Putting on such an apron will always bring us down and cause us to be lowly. The Greek word for humble in 5:5 also means lowly, as in Matthew 11:29, where the Lord Jesus says, I am meek and lowly in heart. To be proud is to be high, but to be humble is to be low. If we would humble ourselves in the church life, we need to become lowly. Instead of uplifting ourselves, we should always keep ourselves low. Then we shall be in a position to receive the triune God as our life supply. We shall receive the grace God gives to humble believers. The words be humbled here are passive voice, indicating to be made humble by God, mostly through the sufferings of persecutions. This, however, needs our cooperation with God's operation. We must be willing to be made humble, lowly, under the mighty hand of God, hence be humbled. We may say that humbled is passive, but be is active. While God is acting to operate on us, we need to take the initiative to be operated on by Him. To take the initiative is active, to be operated on is passive. This is our willingness to be under the hand of God, which is mighty to do everything for us. Persecution may be used by God to humble us. Actually, any kind of suffering may be used by God for this purpose. When good things happen to us, we may become proud, but suffering or persecution may help us to be humble. For example, a brother may be humbled as a result of losing his job. A student may be humbled by receiving a lower grade than he expected. If the student receives a high grade, he may be somewhat uplifted. But if he receives a lower grade, he may be humbled. we may also experience being humbled in our family life. If the children of a certain brother or sister are outstanding, the parents may become proud. But if the children cause them problems or difficulty, this will make the parents lowly. In 1 Peter 5:6, Peter tells us to be humbled. We cannot make ourselves humble. Rather, we need to be made humble by God. Nevertheless, God's humbling of us requires our cooperation with God's operation. This means that we must be made willing to be humble, lowly, under the mighty hand of God. We may say that be humble is active passive, be is active, pointing to our initiative to be humbled, and humbled is passive, pointing to God's operation to humble us. Although God's hand is mighty to do whatever is necessary for us, His hand still needs our cooperation. God's operation needs our cooperation. Therefore, we need to be humbled. The entire book of 1 Peter is on God's government, and that God's government is administrated through His judgment. God's judgment is carried out in the environment and arranged according to His sovereignty. For example, in order to judge Noah's generation, God arranged a great catastrophe, the flood. Only God could have done such a thing. The flood that terminated the human race at the time of Noah was brought about by the mighty hand of God. In 5:6, the mighty hand of God refers to God's administrating hand, seen especially in His judgment.